Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading this morning from Canto 6, Chapter 1, text number 30. And there's the verse. Where's the verse? There we go. Okay. Nishamya mriyamanasya mukato hari kirtanam varturnama maharaja parshada sahasa patang nishamya mriyamanasya mukato hari kirtanam Bhartur Nama Maharaja Parshada Sahasapatan. Mukato Hari Kirtanam Bhartur Nama Maharaja. Nishamya, hearing, mriyamanasya, of the dying man, mukataha, from the mouth, hari kirtanam, chanting of the holy name, of the supreme personality of Godhead, bharto nama, the holy name of their master, Maharaja, O King, Parshadaha, the order carriers of Vishnu, Sahasa, immediately, Apatan, arrived. Translation, my dear King, the order carriers of Vishnu, or the Vishnu Dutas, immediately arrived when they heard the holy name of their master from the mouth of the dying Ajamila, who had certainly chanted without offense because he had chanted in complete anxiety. So you want to get to offenseless chanting? You ready? Complete anxiety. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks, Hari Kirtanam Nishamyapatam Katam Bhutasya Bhartur Nama Bhuvataha. The order carriers of Lord Vishnu came because Ajamila had chanted the holy name of Narayana. They did not consider why he was chanting. While chanting the name of Narayana, Ajamila was actually thinking of his son, but simply because they heard Ajamila chanting the Lord's name, the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, immediately came for Ajamila's protection. Hari Kirtana is actually meant to glorify the holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities of the Lord. Ajamila, however, did not glorify the form, qualities, or paraphernalia of the Lord. He simply chanted the holy name. Nevertheless, That chanting was sufficient to cleanse him of all sinful activities. As soon as the Vishnudutas heard their master's name being chanted, they immediately came. In this regard, Srila Vijayadvaja Tirtha remarks, Anena Putra Sneham Antarena Prachina Drishta Balad Udbhutaya Bhaktya Bhagavan Nama Sankirtanan Kritam Iti Gyayate. Translation, quote, Ajamila chanted the name of Narayana because of his excessive attachment to his son. Nevertheless, because of his past good fortune and having rendered devotional service to Narayana, he apparently chanted the holy name in full devotional service and without offenses. Unquote. So the verse again. Shamya Mriyamanasya Mukato Hari Kirtanam Bhartur Nama Maharaja Parshada Sahasap Patan. My dear king, the order carriers of Vishnu, Vishnudutas, immediately arrived when they heard the holy name of their master from the mouth of the dying Ajamila, who had certainly chanted without offense because he had chanted in complete anxiety. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashtya Chante Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. For the members of the Hare Krishna movement, these three chapters of Canto 6 are very important verses, very important section of the Bhagavatam, because it provides the theology of the holy name. Just quickly, during the early days of the Hare Krishna movement, a number of Prabhupada disciples are assembled here. We'll know from experience what I'm about to say. Our great happiness was distributing the new volumes as of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book and everything as they became available. Enough copies for us to read, enough copies for mass distribution. Each time a new section, Canto 3, Part 2, Canto 3, Part 3, like that. A whole batch of publications were made, and we went out and distributed them. And I remember when we had this standard line, when we would give somebody, because now it's just complete sets. You sell a set, but you can't sell Canto 3, Part 3. They would hand somebody Canto 3, Part 3, and they would ask a very logical question. What about Canto 1 and 2? And what about Part 1 and 2 of Canto 3? And you know what we would tell them? Our spiritual master said, like ice cream, you lick on this side or that side, it's all very nice. And just go on like they didn't even ask the question. But then, there was a period of time when mass distribution of certain volumes were made. Canto 1, Chapter 1, excuse me, Canto 1, Part 1, Canto 2, Part 1, and Canto 6, Part 1. And I hadn't read Canto 6, Part 1. I was still reading the earlier cantos. And it was very clear why Canto 1, Part 1, based on the content, Canto 2, Part 1, based on the content. But it wasn't until I got around to reading Canto 6 that I understood why did Prabhupada select from huge quantity publication, mass distribution of Canto 6, Part 1. And the reason is the theology of the holy name is presented very meticulously through a discussion, a dialogue between Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit on the topic of what every religion talks about. One of the things that all religions have some theology about is how to deal with sin and the reaction of sin. Think about it for about 30 seconds. And different religions differ in this regard. What do you do about sin, tendency to commit sin, and the reactions for sin? You know, you go to the bad place, hell, by the performance of sin. So this group says this and that and the other thing. So earlier in this sixth canto, chapter 1, comes Maharaj Parikshit asking Shukadev Goswami that question, because the end of the fifth canto is a description of Vedic cosmology, the higher planets, middle planets, and then the bad place. And the bad place is so bad, the sufferings in the hellish region are inconceivably horrible. Canto 5 ends, Canto 6 begins with Maharaj Parikshit asking what can be done to prevent the living entities who have done sinful activities from having to suffer the reactions of those sinful activities. Common question in any religion. The way, I'm trying to do this in a quick way, because when you give class after Lokanath Maharaj's kirtan, it always goes longer. Which is, there's a good reason. You've got wonderful kirtans and puts a little pressure on the speaker to speak shorter. So I'm going fast. I hope you can follow. Rather than saying this religion, that religion, what Shukadev Goswami speaks of is principle or science. And read it carefully. First, he presents Karmakanda. Karmakanda says, if there's some mistake, you do some prayaschitta. You atone for that mistake. In one sense, Shukadeva Goswami has already said this, and he's just examining his student, Maharaj Parikshit, to see how well he heard the previous description. And Maharaj Parikshit gets an A on the surprise quiz. Because he says, wait a minute. One may be able to neutralize the reaction of the sin by atonement. But what about the tendency for sin? It's still there, following atonement. And Shukadev Goswami says, very good. So then he goes to Jnana Kanda. If you have knowledge, then the tendency to commit sin again will be reduced. But tendency isn't necessarily checked by knowledge. It's in our practical experience, isn't it? There are things that we know that we shouldn't do, that we've contemplated it carefully. It's called anishtita bhakti. There's Madhurya Kandambani, it's described. Being unable to improve one's devotional practice by eliminating something or including something, and the inability to do so is a category of anishtita bhakti. Knowledge alone is not enough, in other words. So then, Shukadeva Goswami goes to the message of this Srimad Bhagavatam section, and that is devotional service is the means to uproot even the tendency. And the verse, very, very important verse, because it's like the verse that sets the message for the whole canto, and certainly this section. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dunvanti karchneha iharam niharam eva bhaskaram. It's a metaphor. Like bhaskara, like sunshine, even in the dawning stage of the early morning, sunshine can completely remove fog. And it happens suddenly, if anyone has seen it. Anybody that's from the Delhi area knows what I'm talking about. Because in the winter time, in the morning, there's always fog. Because during the day it's hot and at night it's cold. And just, I'll do it. My experience in flying from some place in Delhi to another place, you know, they have all the flights leave at the same time, early. And the airport's jammed, and they don't let flights take off when there's fog. So there's all these businessmen zooming around on their cell phone and in complete anxiety. And then suddenly, the rays of the morning sun come through the clouds and the fog is gone like that. And all the flights leave and everyone's running around like crazy. That's how it works. From sunlight, bhaskaram, removes fog at once. That's the metaphor. The message of that verse is through devotional service, similarly, not only the reactions are removed, but the tendencies are removed very quickly. And what's the tendency for sin? It's acting apart from the interest of the Supreme Lord. And bhakti means where the interest of the Supreme Lord is one's purpose of life. But then there's this in-between stage where it's neither night nor daytime. It's dawn in the early morning. So abhas bhakti or abhas nama, the shadow of the holy name, is being described. It's part of the anatomy of the theology of the holy name. To explain himself, to confirm his point, Shukadeva Goswami says, I'm going to narrate the story of Ajamila to illustrate how bhakti is so powerful, more powerful than Karmakanda and Gyanakanda. But direct devotional service to the personality of Godhead has this very special power, even in the abhas stage. So it's right in the verse, that's why I refer to this little preview. Intention. Intention. What was the intention of Ajamila? It's very clear. His intention was calling the name of his son. That was his intention. The purport says, the Vishnu Dutas didn't consider his intention. They just considered, he called the name. And where the intention may be off, or not properly situated, but just call the name. This is a namabhas condition. We're getting the anatomy of the holy name, namabhas. So there's these three stages. Offensive, clearing, pure. Namaparad, Namabas Shudhanam. Offensive, clearing, and perfect, or pure. Vishnu Dutas, and that means the Supreme Lord Himself, because they're simply carrying out the desire, the will of the Supreme Lord. When one chants Namabas, it's very powerful. So, it's a shadow of, like, say specifically, before the sun rises. Before the sun rises, there's light in the sky. You don't see the light of this. You don't see the sun directly. Correct? It's and then, boop, there's the sun, and you can see the direct rays. Directly see the sun, but before that, it's the light in the sky. The firmament is illumined. Abbas chanting is like that, where intention is not direct. This is Shukadev Goswami explaining later in the second chapter. I'm just going to read two verses from chapter 2 of the sixth canto, verse 14, where this is detailed. The principle is being presented. Intention may be off, but it's still the holy name. It's Namabas, and it's very powerful. The verse is spoken by the Vishnu Dutas, and they're explaining to the Yama Dutas Namabas chanting, where they say there's four kinds. Sanketyam Namabas, which is what Ajamila was doing. It's a category. Sanketyam means, the language is a little funny, by an assignation. That means you're meaning this, he was meaning his son, and you say the name of the Lord. Brajahari, correct me if I'm wrong. Years ago, I remember, like many, many years ago, I went for a japa walk, went out the front gate, down the street, and there was a tree kind of like right in the middle of the road. And beneath the tree, there was a smoke shop. A smoke shop, a cigarette smoking thing. And it was like, you know, Krishna smoke shop or Gopal smoke shop or something like that. Something like that. That's Namabas. The name is there, but the intention isn't, let's glorify. Clear? That's the first. Sanketyam Namabas. The second one is Parihasya. Parihasya Namabas. Where it's said in a joking manner. Just very simply, people that see our Harinam, public chanting of the holy name, and they may even chant along with the devotees, and it's Hare Krishna, ha 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 ha. Like that. They're not intending to glorify, their intention isn't to glorify Krishna, it's jokingly done. Parihasya Namabas. And Stobha Namabas. Stobha Namabas. Here's a personal example. When I was a college student and I didn't know what Hare Krishna movement was, I somehow means from a previous lifetime, I assume, had some attraction for the holy name. But the only place where I knew the holy name was, and I didn't even know what it was there was a musical, a Broadway musical called Hair, H-A-I-R, Hair, like hair. And it was a expose on the youth counterculture, the counterculture in America. And part of the Broadway musical was they had a bunch of people on stage dressed like devotees with, you know, skull caps with a little sikha, and they would chant Hare Krishna on stage. They weren't meaning to glorify Krishna and worship Krishna. It was just a musical presentation for a Broadway musical, that's all. I wasn't very attracted. Even it was Namabas. It was just a musical, I didn't know what it was. And they didn't know what it was. But it was beneficial because it was Stolpa Namabas, one of these categories of Namabas. And Hela Namabas, it's something that we do all the time. Neglectfully, inattentively, the sound is coming and our mind is over there. Or over there, or a million places besides with the name. Hela Namabas, neglectfully. Those are categories of this middle stage. And the theology of the holy name is teaching us, the Bhagavatam is teaching us, very powerful. Here's the translation of that verse. One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately, just like the sun in contact with fog, immediately, at once, there's not delay, at once, immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly, parentheses to indicate something else, like my son Narayana, Sanketya, Namavas, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all learned scholars of the scriptures. It's something like, very quickly, it's something like the discussion between Haridas Thakur and the assembly at the Majumdar family, where they had some brahmanas together discussing the glories of the holy name, and some said it gives liberation, some says it frees one from the reactions of all sinful activity. Haridas Thakur said, no. This is achieved just by Namabas. Same message. Scripturally supported here in Srimad Bhagavatam. The holy name directly awakens love of God if chanted properly. And this reflection of the holy name achieved these other things, which is exactly what the Vishnu Dutas are saying, which is what we're to understand from this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, going back to the verse, text 30 of first canto. If we want to get to the Shuddha stage from the Abhas stage, something has to happen. Part of getting there is just continue to chant Namabas. But gradually, as we chant Namabas, the something that should happen minimally is our attention should go to the name, not just Hela Namabas, neglectfully chanting, make the sound in the mind is somewhere else, but connect the mind with the sound. Attention. Attentiveness. And our acharyas teach us, Haridas Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the root of all offenses is inattentiveness when chanting. So I invite you, be attentive when chanting. And everyone that has tried to be attentive when chanting understands, wow, that's very difficult. And eventually, I can't do this on my own. Try, and I can't do this on my own. I need help, Krishna. So our effort is necessary. That's like a good start. And then realizing that we need Special mercy. There's a clue. Special mercy. And so connecting with that special mercy has to do with intention. I'm just sharing something. I had a nice discussion on this topic with Vaisheshika Prabhu. Those of you that are from the West, you know Vaisheshika Prabhu. Proper intention leads to proper attention. Proper intention, sankalpa. Sankalpa means what is it that you want? So you know from Karmakanda has its sankalpa. I want health. I want wealth. I want Om Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Bhakti Chaitanya Swami has a parody, a color TV, a home by the sea, Om Jaya Jagadisha Hare. I have my sankalpa, and it's part of the ritual, the part of what the Brahmana states, you know, the intention. And then you go to bhakti, and it's the proper intention. I'll read directly Prabhupada's words. Glorify the holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities of the Lord. To connect once again, to restore our relationship with Krishna. So the simple translation that Prabhupada has given us of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in the service of the Master, of my object of affection and love, my eternal Master, Krishna. It's a prayer for engagement and reconnecting with the object of our devotion. Intention. How can your attention stay with the name? And how can your attention stay with anything? Because the mind is chanchala, very flickering, very flickering, very flickering. We all know it. Krishna says it. It's our experience, very flickering. So when there's attachment, like, you know, the classic example is boy-girl romance. He can't stop thinking of her. She can't stop thinking of him. And there's so many songs, woo, woo, woo. I can't get my mind off of her. Woo, woo, woo. And there's dramas, and there's plays, and there's movies, and there's, you know, romance. Very popular. He can't, so it's where the mind doesn't go somewhere because there's attachment. We're not at the attached stage, the asakti stage. We're not there. We're at the clearing stage, hopefully, where the impure things, the attachments to being an enjoyer in the material world is something we want to get beyond and enter into the realm of service to Krishna. So to enter into the realm of service to Krishna, it's directly in the purport of that Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya, where Jiva Goswami says, when there's a pervasive mood of service, it's almost there. So desiring, awakening the desire for service to Krishna. Service, not just busy, but the object. Service to Krishna, service to Guru and Krishna. Attachment to a life of service to Guru and Krishna flows from the chanting of the holy name. As that will clear other intentions, so that our attention can go to Krishna. Yes? That's our process. So when we're practicing chanting the holy name, whether it's kirtan, like, you know, Lokanath Maharaj's wonderful ability to get everybody absorbed in the holy name. In the beginning, it's the music. But as one progresses, it's the name. and the name, and the name, and the absorption of the name. And that's the enlivenment. It's not the drum playing, cartel playing, it's the name. I mean, the musical accompaniment is also very nice, but just the name. And that's the position we wish to attain, is attachment to the name. If we want to go further in the stages of bhakti, that's required, an attachment or a taste, an attraction, an affinity for Krishna takes us away from the other kind, being the enjoyer or the affinity for being the enjoyer of temporary things, objects of the senses, and all of that kind of material contamination. So, gradually, progressively, our intention while chanting will help us focus our attention on the holy name. Now let's go back, just because it's what's being presented in the verse is well, the way Prabhupada has translated it was, he was chanting without offense because he had chanted in complete anxiety. Now search the word for word, and you don't find incomplete anxiety. But essentially it means other shelters were gone. Here come the Yamadutas. My false shelters are taken from me. Say it the other way. Our false shelters give us a sense of security. False shelters give us a false sense of security. Krishna is very kind. Always Krishna is very kind. And sometimes he shows his kindness by taking away our false shelters. What's left? Krishna. And it's not only here. Read Krishna's pastimes carefully. In Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna does it again and again and again, where the sense of safety is taken away. And what do the residents of Vrindavan do? Krishna. 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 Because they only know Krishna. The Pandavas, they're so special, they even plan calamities. what's a good calamity to have? So that Krishna will come, like Queen Kunti's prayers. But you read in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Narada comes to visit them, they're having a little Pandava conference planning their next calamity. So Krishna will come. Calamities are for the lives of devotees. Who likes it? But if we think deeply, it's Krishna's kindness. It's Krishna's kindness. He's taking away our false shelters. So we have no other shelter but Him. And even our intention may not be right. It helps us come to the stage of full attention, where in a helpless state we're calling to Krishna. Because the reality is we're helpless. We can make our endeavor in the sadhana stage to take that kind of shelter. And Krishna is very kind. He cleanses gradually, sometimes very abruptly. And sometimes it just doesn't stop. It's relentless, different difficulties. Very nice. Krishna is very kind in all circumstances. But in our day-to-day sadhana, we need to refocus to go further and deeper into the clearing stage, closer to Shuddhanam, our intention. Taking shelter of Krishna, becoming attracted to the all-attractive. I'll end with this. Balaram's appearance day comes before Krishna's appearance day, because Balaram is his elder brother. On Balaram's appearance day, I read something from Krishna book that stayed with me, really moved me. It's Prabhupada wrote, Bala means strength. He was speaking about Balaram. Bala means strength, but not material strength, spiritual strength. Because without spiritual strength, one cannot carry out one's devotional service properly. So, since that time, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Rama indicates Balarama, who gives one strength. So, when chanting, intention-wise, when chanting Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, I've been chanting with an intention, my dear Lord Balaram, please give me the strength to carry out my devotional service. And it's been fantastic. And then the Krishna side, Krishna is the all-attractive. My dear Lord Krishna, please attract me to you. I mean, it's mercy. I'm making an effort, but I'm dependent upon the mercy of the all-attractive. He's already all-attractive. The problem is not over there. The problem is over here. I'm attracted to other things. So please attract me by your all-attractiveness to you. And then it's not just a sound that's part of a duty. It's connecting with the source through the name. And the name is non-different. It's just as the name is non-different, last point, as the name is non-different, then Narayana is actually there. As he was chanting Narayana. And where is Narayana? There's also the associates of Narayana. So he didn't see Narayana, he saw the associates of Narayana, but rest assured, Narayana was fully there. This is our Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Everything is there, like when we chant Hare Krishna. Krishna's dancing on our tongue. And Krishna's not alone. Krishna's with Radha. And Radha and Krishna are not alone. The whole spiritual world. How does the whole spiritual world fit on your tongue? Through sound, it's not difficult. It's inconceivable, materially, but spiritually, Nityasarva Shaktis. Everything is there. Everything. The cowherd boys, the cows, 900,000 cows dancing on your tongue. River Jamuna, Govardhan Hill, Hare Krishna. We don't realize it, but the everything is there in the name. Everything is there in the name. So we're attracted to other things than the name. But if we cultivate appealing for the descending mercy of Krishna and Rama to connect us once again in that eternal loving mood of service, this temporary attraction and thus nama bas can be overcome gradually, progressively, as we make that connection and the intention behind our chanting becomes properly focused. Hare Krishna. Any quick question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your wonderful lecture. You were giving example of this Gopal smoke shop. So that is Namabhas. So does that kind of Namabhas is higher than, like, if I am chanting normally we are in Namaparad. So that Namaparad I am like chanting, that is, then someone else is chanting outside Gopal smoke shop. So that is higher than what I...
We're in the... Just a... a little editing on the frame of your question. We're taking direction from spiritual teaching from our founder, Acharya, And then, I'll assume, we're trying to follow those teachings. That's Namabhas. Trying to follow the teachings is the Namabhas stage. That's where we are. Trying to follow the teachings. Having the desire to have the desire. Following. We're very quickly elevated to that Namabhas stage. Unless we do things like sin on the strength of chanting, etc. If we intentionally sin on the strength of thinking, it's okay because I'll just chant a little bit later and take care of the reaction of the sin, that's offensive. You follow? So we're in the Namabhas stage. And that's a higher part of Namabhas stage than Gopal Smoke Shop. There's levels. All right? Something else. Back here.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Maharaj is talking about intentions.
Intention.
So how to purify the intention?
Follow great acharyas. We're down here, we don't imitate, but we follow their intention. We hear from them, and according to our capacity, we do. We will strive to follow that example. That's how. Take the microphone.
Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class. Maharaj, what is Chaya Namabhas and what is Pratibimba Namabhas?
Chaya means shadow or reflection. Chaya means it's the term is very similar to Abhas. Abhas means shadow. Chaya means shadow. They're very similar. Shadow of the holy name. So putting that term together with Abhas, I'm not familiar with. I'm familiar with the ones that are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Stoba, Hela, Sanketyam, Parihasya, Namabhas. Those are adjectives that connect with Namabhas. The shadow of the holy name is just it's like a redundancy, as far as I understand Sanskrit. You want to say something more? Huh?
Pratibimba Namabhas.
Pratibimba, musical. Pratibimba.
Let me just check.
Pratibimba.
These two things were in one of Ayendra Prabhu's articles. These Chaya Namabhas and Pratibimba Namabhas were mentioned in one of Ayendra Prabhu's articles.
In where?
Ayendra Prabhu's article.
Ayendra Prabhu what?
In his article.
Article. Any scholars over here? Maharaj? Pratibimba? Meaning?
When you see the moon in the water, there's a bimba, there's moon, and what you see in the reflection of the moon, that's called pratibimba.
The moon is the reflection of the sun, and the reflection of the moon in the water is...
Your original object is bimba, and then what you see in the water, that is pratibimba. That's a technical...
Yeah, so... An example? Okay. I understand what it means. Now I'm asking an example. Because the moon itself is a reflection of the light of the sun. And then reflection of the reflection. So in terms of the holy name, what's the reflection of the reflection? I don't know. Okay. Yes, sir. Last question. Prabhuji, here's the microphone. Speak into the microphone.
Hare Krishna. What are the symptoms of a devotee who is able to chant Shuddha Nama?
What are the symptoms of a devotee who is able to chant Shuddha Nama? Well, when you read in Nectar of Devotion about the stages of Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. Have you read? I was just in China, And while in China, I was teaching Madhurya Kadambini by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he describes the stage of anartha nivritti. You know what that is? Anartha nivritti?
Yeah.
You know what that is? Okay. So, where anarthas are almost complete, it's most difficult in terms of the holy name. He says, even within the prema stage, it's complete, but in the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, it's absolute. He doesn't elaborate. But it's just a short answer. That's a technical answer. The short answer is, certainly when one comes to the bhava bhakti stage, that's Shuddhanam. Is that all right?
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
So, we have a ways to go. But there's a procedure to get there. And it's keeping our attention upon the holy name while chanting the holy name. And it's difficult because the mind is flickering, so focusing on my realization and sharing is intention is very important while chanting. What is it that we wish while chanting? What's the consciousness behind making that sound? And you study that, because I just taught it. The ruchi and asakti stage precede the bhava stage. So even where there's attachment, it's described in poetic language by Vishwanath as like buds that haven't opened yet. And the bhava stage is when the buds open. And there's a fragrance to the buds, or to the flower. So we have to, our devotion to Krishna, not just the volumes of devotional service or even the volumes of chanting, but the quality of our chanting needs to mature. The quality of our staying fixed in mindfulness of Krishna while serving Krishna needs to mature. And that comes naturally through the chanting of the holy name done where striving to bring our attention to the holy name. Attention. Attentive chanting. I'm going to end because of the time. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.